Forever Dog.
Hello, Double Threat listeners. This past Saturday, Tom and Julie hosted another epic live stream at the Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. It was the first time since Double Threat launched that Tom and Julie recorded in the same room at the same time. And to mark the occasion, we played a truly fun and stupid series of games, including the Torture Chamber of Clips, which was mentioned on last week's episode, Hide and Seek, What's in the Bowl, Guess the Glaze, and more. And we made a very, very special announcement on that live stream. Double Threat Live is happening. Later this year, Double Threat is doing live shows in Los Angeles and New York. On Wednesday, September 28th, we're coming to the Lodge Room in Los Angeles. And on Thursday, October 20th, we'll be at the Bell House in Brooklyn. Advance tickets for these shows go on sale this Tuesday, May 24th, for Forever Dog Plus subscribers. So if you're a Plus subscriber, you'll get an email with instructions about that. And then on Wednesday, May 25th, tickets go on general sale at 10 a.m. local time. Make sure you're following us at Double Threat Pod on Twitter and Instagram to get updates on all of this as it develops. Now, today's episode of Double Threat is the first hour of Saturday's live stream. It's a total blast. But to get the full experience, it truly has to be seen to be believed. And you can watch the full video of the live stream on Forever Dog Plus. Sign up at foreverdog.plus if you're not already a member for only $5 a month. You also get video episodes every week of Double Threat. You get Ask Julie, Julie's new podcast where she answers your questions. You get ad-free episodes of Double Threat and every Forever Dog podcast. Or you can also watch the video of the live stream on demand at Vimeo for $10, and the link for that is in the show notes. Thank you all for your support. We can't wait to see you in LA and New York later this year. Enjoy the show. Action!
Oh my god. Well, we're off to a great start.
Oh my god.
You're back, you're right.
Hey. No!
Wait, where did my chair go?
Brett, where's the heating pad?
And where's the cooling pad?
Oh, let me get right on that.
I know what that means. That means kiss my grits. That's like when people from the South are like, bless her heart.
And they're basically saying, pound rocks. Kick walnuts down the street.
That's my favorite
Kick rocks,
recipe.
Pound walnuts.
And then coat a flounder.
A panko.
Panko crumbs.
Brett, do we have any panko crust here in the studio?
Not on hand.
Why
but I can
not?
I can certainly run out and get that for you.
And what is panko?
Panko is a breaded crumb used to fry things. It gives it that nice crispy texture.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay.
You're in the pocket of Big Panko.
Brett, could you order some what's it called? Tempura for us?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Let me get right on that. Now, I've been given four things to do. In what order would you like me to do them? Just so I don't
heating pad,
upset
cooling
you.
Pad, Panko.
Pancakes.
Pancakes. That's the fifth thing on the list.
And
now.
Then when you get the tempura thing, scrape the crumbs off of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
We want to hold on to those crumbs.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Let me get right on that.
Because you know why we can't do it, Brett?
Why is that?
Because we're hosting
a live stream.
For God's sake. I'd go do it, but I'm hosting a live stream with Julie Klausner.
I'm hosting one with Tom Sharpling.
We're
a little preoccupied.
And we're here in the same place.
We're
first time
here in
ever.
Los Angeles.
Double Threat history.
Together.
Welcome to Lipstick City.
Thank you. I've been waiting for my formal.
You're here.
Thank you. Yes.
Did you?
Where's my key to the city? And is it a fob?
It's
these days you don't even get a key to the city.
No, you get a card and you press it against a thing and then
they ask you for your fingerprint ID.
Yeah.
So what I do, I cut off people's fingertips, and people think I'm a serial killer.
You're cutting people's fingertips off?
Yeah, that was like the line in Seven when Kevin Spacey goes, "Why so fingertips?" Remember?
I've seen Seven one time.
Seven times one equals seven.
Yeah, so I've seen it. I've seen seven times.
How many times have you seen the Prince video for the song Seven?
I don't know. Maybe zero.
Seven times one times zero.
Zero.
Brett.
Yes.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. We're just getting some audio notes from our very helpful listeners in the chat.
Oh, so I think I know what that means.
I'm just tweaking the audio a little bit right now. We're going to get it sounding great for you guys.
Yeah, Brett is being roasted like a potato. Yeah,
exactly. Like one of his own kitchen creations. Suddenly you are the lemon delight, Brett. How does it feel? Oh, not so delightful.
Not so good. Yeah. Being on the other side of the coin. It's but look, I'm doing my best over here. Okay, it's gonna be great. I'm working really hard. You're all gonna love the way this turns out.
It's interesting how he talks to them differently than he talks to us when he's trying to communicate that he's sick of being criticized.
Yes, I know. With us, we get this world weary. Not, I would say passive aggressive, but it's not passive. It's just aggressive at this point. Because if it was passive aggressive, you'd had to like parse through it a little bit to see, oh, there's an edge beneath it. It's like, no, the edge is right on the surface where he's like,
very direct.
Okay, I guess I got to do more than what I did. I guess you're asking me to do even more now.
There's less gravel in Sidewalks than there is in Brett's voice when he is agitated.
Yeah. No, Brett is, it's like you'd think they were getting ready to cobble a road with the amount of gravel that's going on with Brett.
Now, Tom, I know that, you know, obviously your last name is Sharpling, but you do come from a line of cobblers.
I do, yes. I come from a line of cobblers. I love the movie The Cobbler.
Remind me what they cobbled historically.
Shoes. We cobble shoes. And
what's the hardest thing about cobbling a shoe?
Getting it. It's one of the things I always needed to be reminded was to take it off the person's foot before you start hitting it with a hammer. I was not a very good cobbler because I'd be like, let's get in there. And I'd be like, wham. And they'd be like, oh, it's still on my foot, you idiot.
When you're hammering a shoe, which I know is only part of the cobbling process, why do you hammer a shoe? Is there a nail?
I don't know.
Okay, you
it's
just
another
do it,
reason I was not good at leather. I didn't know any of that
stuff.
Okay,
so you hammer the shoe. What else do you do when you cobble a shoe?
I usually just hit them with hammers.
What about screwdrivers?
I never even got that far. Usually they just scream because their foot is still in the shoe. Mm-hmm. And then I would do like my Adam Sandler because he was the star of the movie Cobbler. Yes. All right, let's get you, Cobbler. Ooh. Mm-hmm. I get the shoe on your foot.
Did you ever cobble any like fruit cobblers as well?
I would often give people fruit cobbler while the ambulance was arriving. It tended to try to ease the blow, literally the blow of my hammer.
Of your hammer. And what about cobble salads?
Well, we invented the cobble salad.
What's in
it? A thing. It's egg, chicken,
bacock,
white chocolate chip.
Yes.
Shoelaces.
And then salad.
I forgot the
salad. You forgot the salad?
It was just a bowl with a shoelace, white chocolate chips, and egg.
I call that Cincinnati spaghetti.
The weird food of the Midwest.
Yeah, where it's potted meat on top of noodles.
Yeah, like Joe Firestone would always talk about this pizza that she would have, like a St. Louis pizza, and she'd be like, It's the best, and it has some cheese on it, the weirdest cheese you ever had in your life. Mm-hmm. And then she literally sent me four frozen pizzas from the place because I was like, this seems weird. It wasn't bad.
It was great.
It was pretty good.
It wasn't great, but it was good.
I still like regular USA pizza, as I call it.
What kind of cheese was it?
I'm not sure.
Monster cheese.
Monsters, Inc.
Monster cheese.
Brett.
He's gone.
Hey, what's up?
Have you ever heard of a St. Louis pizza has a different kind of cheese on it?
Oh, does it? I didn't know that.
Parvo? I think it's parvo, which is a dog disease. Yeah. That's why I was skeptical. Parmesan? Because it's got dog disease cheese on it.
Right. I like an eggplant parv sometimes.
An eggplant parvo?
I like an eggplant parvo. I like an eggplant parvo wedge, which is something I would have brought to your family's cobbler shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what I would have done?
Hammered my toes.
Yeah. Pretty much would have been, I'd be like, that's fine, but move your arms. I got to get down there and start fixing your shoe.
Move my arms?
Wham!
Because what, I'm pushing you away because you're coming at me with a hammer?
Cheese in my face. I got to get down there.
Is it a ball peen?
No, it's just a regular hammer that I got from Home Depot.
Do you ever turn it around and use the part that you use to take out nails and be like, oops, this is like the eraser part of a hammer?
Julie, I never got that far with it ever.
You just ran around banging on people's feet?
Yeah.
What if they was wearing Birkenstocks?
They got hit in the foot. Don't come into my cobble shop. I walk to the cobble shop. I got the red top. You ever hear that song Candy Shop by 50
yes.
Cent?
Yes.
So lifeless. This guy's like, actually he's bored doing his own record. I'll take you to the candy shop. Brett, can you play Candy Shop by 50 Cent?
Why are you so depressed about it?
Oh, gladly. One second.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Brett?
I know that song, sure.
But he sounds like he sounds like you're bothering him to go record it.
Well, it could.
I'll take you to the candy shop.
It could be the before for some sort of sponsored. Mm-hmm. Like if that was side A and then side B would be like after Zoloft, after 50 Cent.
Then he's like.
Or tried, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what he gets at the candy shop?
Hold on, let me guess. Charleston Chew?
Gummy worms. And ladies and gentlemen, the Double Thread exclusive. The newest song from 50 Cent, Candy Shop.
Featuring.
Listen to how bored he sounds on
the
song.
Is that the car that he's gearing up to go to?
It's a car he bought with the record he's got to record now.
Huh. So he's like, I'm going to give you 15 minutes starting when I pull into the parking lot.
What is this? Wish You Were Here? It's like,
welcome to the candy shop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, he sounds so sleepy.
He sounds like he just woke up.
Just FYI, we are live streaming on YouTube right now, so we got to be a little careful with the copyrighted material. Just so
Brett, can we hear Abbey Road? Sure. Brett, can we listen to Abbey Road?
Sure.
Let's play old Beatles stuff at the same time.
And in the end,
yesterday,
the love you make, Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but doesn't have a lot to say. For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. Baby, you could drive my car. You know my name. Look up the number. That one they'll give us for free.
Yeah, that one.
That one they'll pay us to mention, to cover.
Apple's kind of just like, you can do that one.
That's on the house.
Yeah, that and Octopus's Garden are free.
I'd like to. What if there's a? Can you do the really slow version of Octopus's Garden?
You picture like a brrrling.
What if it's just like applause break, and then he has to start from the beginning.
I think he would do it like he'd go like and then everybody goes yeah. He goes
what?
He goes not yet. Here's some from my new album. It makes you listen to.
And it's a fake out. It's like, I'd like to tell you something about Gina. She's really quite a pretty lass.
I'd like to tell you not to send me things because I won't sign them no more.
Fan mail.
Peace and love.
No
peace and love.
No more fan mail. Not to me, you won't.
I was walking down the street the other day.
I'd like to tell you about a boy named Peter.
People are like, I didn't want to hear Octopus's Garden.
He made it seem like all we wanted to hear was Octopus's Garden. And then at a certain point, we did want to hear Octopus's Garden.
Yeah, he's like, he's acting like this is like the gold coin that he's holding from us.
He goes, I'd like to be.
You done earn it yet.
You go, I'd like to be under the hood of a car that I bought last weekend. And
vroom, vroom, and driving to England, driving through the
Hong
over
Kong,
to Big Ben.
Get out of me way.
Honking Hong Kong Big
got
Ben.
Something to say.
London Bridge is falling down.
He goes, London Bridge is falling up.
Oh, silver.
I'd
Brett, are we on schedule right now? This is where we're supposed to be in the program.
I'd like to be
right on schedule. Right on schedule.
Under the
maybe a little ahead of schedule.
C-A-N-D-Y spells candy shop. Let me tell you about my candy shop.
I got a new record I'm doing with a guy named 50 Cent.
He's 50 pence.
I'll take you to the candy shop.
What if Willy Wonka started with that instead of who could take the sun raw? And it's all the little kids are like, hey, hey, hello.
Dook, 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 dook. They knock on the side. Well, Julie, let me say something. You're in Los Angeles. We're in the same place for the first time we've ever done Double Threat in the same room.
It's madness.
Ever. Can you believe
it? It's a madhouse.
This is madhouse.
Soylent Green is people.
We're combining movies. We're combining the hospital. The hospital when George C. Scott is like, this is a madhouse.
George C. Scott in the movie The Hospital is
turn
like,
it off.
Turn it off.
Turn it off.
And then someone unplugs their loved one.
Yeah, from the thing. He's
from
like,
life
no.
support. And they were like, well, you got your lines wrong and now that woman's dead.
Yeah. And he's just like, wait, isn't everybody an actor here? It's like, no, they were actually on life support and we followed your lead.
Patty Chayefsky, who was named that because a lot of people don't know this. He was made out of rice patties.
Okay.
He was very method.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I don't want any actors. I want real dying people.
Yeah. And he had the set of The Hospital, which is a, for people
wonderful
who don't know, when they're like, what is The Hospital? Tom and Julie. Well, mm-hmm. guess what? Everybody's talked about Network.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he followed Network with The Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Not as good.
No, not as good. Nobody wanted to spend 2 hours with dying people and doctors and nurses having like power dynamics.
Yeah. And then there's like someone in the movie where they come in and they're not even sick.
Right.
But then the hospital kills them.
Was a character.
Get it?
The hospital was like the hospital was a main character the way that in the movie The Blob. Guess what? The Blob was the main character.
The Blob, yeah, The Blob really set the feel
right.
for the movie.
Right. And people be like, which character are you in The Blob? And I would be like, I'm The Blob.
Yeah. When I hear people say The Blob, I go, yeah.
She's right here. You could just ask me to my blob.
Yeah. My name's actually Tom. Thank you.
my name is Tlob.
T blob.
The T stands for Tom. The blob.
Yeah.
It's actually T. It's
T blob.
Tom T blob.
Tom T blob. The second T stands for the.
Which is really just the same. It's just one syllable. So you really should just call me Tom the Blob if you want to get my
just
attention.
Just call me
which
the Blob.
Have.
Okay. Just let's make it simple. Just call me Blob.
The Hospital is our favorite movie.
Our favorite movie ever.
No, there were no movies that killed more people than The Hospital.
Yeah, because at the end, George C. Scott's, I guess, the hospital administrator.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is a madhouse.
And so he starts.
This is a madhouse.
He starts switching off machines, those things that beep. The things that don't beep, the things that tell the other machine, the ones that like iron lungs,
mm-hmm.
he starts ripping plugs out of the walls. Yeah. And then people are like, hey, guess what? We didn't start shooting yet.
Yeah.
This is not a set.
And he's like,
That's a wrap on George C. Scott.
Do you think when he took movie roles, he would like read the script? He'd be like, where's my yelling?
Oh, I thought you were going to say when he read scripts, he's like, George C. Scott passes.
Or he'd be like, interior, candy shop,
George, 50s, walks into the candy shop.
Scoops jawbreakers. A line of gleeful youngsters rounds the corner.
Where are the little cola things shaped like cola gummies? Where are the cola gummies?
And that's not in the script. That's just him asking.
Yeah. He's at the craft service table.
Where are the egg white omelets? I want a breakfast burrito.
There's no way in hell that George C. Scott ever passed away having eaten an egg white omelet.
No, he never
There's
did.
There's no way he ever did.
Who do you think did the most? He must have been a craft service wrecker.
A bacon first kind of a guy.
When they see him coming to the craft service table,
they're like, get some pork bellies up in this piece.
I picture they had to start putting spoons down because of guys like George C. Scott who would just be like, oh, trail mix. He reaches his hand right into the thing, scoops it, and everybody's just like, well, that trail mix is cooked now.
He acts like...
George just stuck his hand in it.
He acts like it's one of those vending machines, and his hand is the claw, and the trail mix is the toy.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to get the cranberries!
Scoop.
And he actually talks while... He goes... Burr.
Yeah.
Burp.
Come on, you could do it, George.
He acts like he's playing.
He's basically raking his hand across the trail mix like a Zen garden. And then then everyone's just like, well, just put out less next time. They're like, but we don't know what he's going to go for.
Where is the?
And everybody's nervous. He's like, granola bars.
Nature's, what is it called?
Valley.
Nature Valley.
I like that part in Hardcore where he sets up that fake audition for all the like guys to come in and like be porno guys. And the guy's like, he's like, well, you know, I'm, you know what he says.
I barely he's remember like, that movie.
He's like, I came all this. Can I curse on this, Brett? Can I curse on the live stream?
What's the rating
here? What's the protocol?
What are we talking? Is this a PG production?
Oh, it's you can get nasty on this one, man.
Okay, so the guy's like, I have a really big cock. Like, I came all this way. Like, don't you want to see it? And he goes, fine. And then there's a shot of George C. Scott just like looking down and going,
turn it off. Turn it off.
Because when I watched the movie,
Hardcore?
He started yelling, turn it off, and then I did.
The movies? You never got to the end?
I was following orders.
You don't know if he found his daughter or not?
I was just following orders.
Tom.
He said, turn it. I thought everybody turned the movie off when he said that. I was waiting for him to say, turn it back on.
So you're basically telling me that you are like a human Alexa or Siri where you just take cues from people in movies that are saying things and you actually do them?
I'm planning an episode of The Best Show, the other show I do, JulieKlausner.com. It's going to be where I just yell out Alexa
things?
Commands and Siri commands over the radio and it'll just mess with people in their actual house.
Are you the Joker?
A little bit. I'm joking. Now, Brett, what is this episode about?
Oh, we're going to have so much fun today. I can't even believe
we
how
already
much fun
are.
We're going to have.
Yeah, catch up.
If you think we're already having fun, sorry. I've been stressing some
catch
tech
up
issues
Teresa
over
Hines.
Here.
Oh, here we go.
I need to start having fun is what I'm saying. You guys are having
But you
blast.
Haven't been having fun with the jokes we're making? I'm sorry.
What's going on over there?
Well, here's what I want to say. I want to say a big thank you to all the listeners in the chat. They've been sending us some audio cues, you know, adjust this level, adjust that level. I think we've got it sounding good right now. I appreciate that, though. I really appreciate the help.
Yeah. This is like, thank you, everybody.
This is like Gerald Ford thanking Squeaky Fromm. I really want to thank you for encouraging me to go in this direction and not that one. Wait, did she shoot Ford or Reagan?
Squeaky Fromm tried to shoot Ford.
Legend.
She got so close. She was like 5 feet away from him. Isn't it unbelievable? The Manson family was the biggest story in America.
Yeah, it wasn't like,
and then suddenly, 4 years later, it's just like, hey, one of the Manson family is 5 feet from the president with a gun.
And you're like, well, surely not one of the ones that we've heard of. Like,
oh, no, more, no, maybe the most famous one.
Like a more obscure, like a Margaret Qualia's pussy, yeah, for example.
What is it, Linda Kasabian there? No, Squeaky.
It must be one of those new recruits that we haven't heard.
That'd be a good, like, Manson family. The new recruits.
Well, Riverdale's off the air. I think that it needs to be replaced by something that would be cooler and more interesting. And I said it, a little bit more edgy.
Sure. Manson Country. CW presents Mansonville.
Well, that's the thing, is it's CW and then the W flips over and you're like.
It's an M. CM.
What?
Yeah, suddenly it's like CM and it's like.
And he goes, woo,
we get. Yeah, he's like, are you mad? Do you fan blame? Are you rash or fast?
Squeaky From. Can we get Squeaky From on the show, Brett?
Oh, yeah, I think I got an in with her. Let me work on that. Mm-hmm. Let me pound the pavement
a show with her on Forever Dog.
What is it of? What did she watch, The Office?
She's watching every episode of
King of the Hill.
Inside Schwartz.
What's Inside Schwartz?
It was a Breckenmeyer sitcom from 20 years ago.
Ah, yes. My favorite experimental filmmaker, H.W. Breckenmeyer.
She reviews pet toys. She reviews pet toys, actually, judges how squeaky they are.
The album's called Pet Sounds, actually. Yeah. I'm sorry. Apparently, I'm the only one who knows about music here.
Yeah. Let me write this down. Pet Sounds. I'll go to the I'll be at Amiibo. I'll be like, oh yeah, hi. I'm looking for an album called
Pet Toys.
I'm looking for Pet Toys. Is there a Beach Boys album called Pet Toys?
Somebody blows their brains out. Brett, I heard you. It's very funny that she would review Pet Toys based on how squeaky they are. That is extremely funny. Mm-hmm. And then she also has a partner named Chewy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's for Chewy.com. Why doesn't Chewy.com have a podcast network? And why don't, hold on, Brett, don't listen to this. Mm-hmm. Why don't you and I pretend that we have an offer from them?
Just to up the...
Yeah.
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 Sorry, I couldn't find the mute button in time. I heard all that.
Yeah.
The mute button.
So, Brett, since we are in negotiation with Chewy.com podcast network.
Yeah, I'm going to come into the shot too, if you don't mind. Is that all right?
Finally! Yeah, what's taking you? So I hope you're dark. Oh, there it is. There's that.
Hope it looks like you're being shot on a iPhone 2.
Right, by H.R. Giger.
Yeah. I'm in the studio with Brent. I'm going to
scribble all over the frame so it looks even dirtier.
The Forever Dog Network. Giger.
Giger.
Welcome to the Giger cast. Welcome to the Giger cast.
It's called Giger Bites.
My special guest on the Giger cast.
Cool app.
Brian Callen.
Brian Callen.
Brian Callen is on the Giger cast today. And Chris D'Elia.
This is not a Cenobite. What are those called? The monsters.
Xenomorphs.
Xenomorph is like his Higgins. He's on the side just being like, whatever Higgins do.
That's what I'm telling you. What would history look like if instead of replacing Letterman with Conan O'Brien, they replaced him with H.R. Giger? Think of how different comedy would be now. If H.R. Giger got that gig.
Well, you've got that Giger.
He got that Giger.
The Simpsons never did better than the season that if you read my stories on Splitsider, which you don't, you'll know that I love talking about seasons of television that I know nothing about except for that I've watched them.
Sure.
And it's really interesting when I'm like, you know, so-and-so is a writer. And isn't that interesting? Because it is.
That's all. Well, if you would check out my Substack, which you don't.
Because it's about Jimmy John's subs.
It's about Jimmy John's
subs. It's about a big stack of them.
Yes. It's my Mike's Substack.
Mike's Way? You could subscribe Mike's Way.
I try to have it Mike's Way.
Don't we all?
Don't we all?
Brett. Where'd you go?
Where'd he go?
Here I am.
Now, Brett, come back. Today we are doing a thing called the The torture.
The torture of being alive.
Well, that is just one of many games that we have on deck to play today. Today is a day of games. It's going to be a big party. We've got Julie in the studio. This is the first time this has happened in the history of Double Threat. Tom and Julie in the same studio together. So we thought, why not take advantage of that and just play a bunch of fun
look
games.
Look at that light switch in the look. It's like that's the most depressing shot I've ever seen. There's like a weird...
Well, he got rid of the cords.
There's a weird light in the back. What's behind you, Brett? Is that a human being?
Yeah, that's Max.
Hi, Max.
there's a person.
Hi, Max.
Hi, Max. How are you?
He replaced the cords with a human person.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like you might as well be holding up a newspaper proving the date of the shot here.
A
like
newspaper
you're being held hostage.
On one hand and a noose on the other.
Yeah. So, Brett, there's a board.
Yes.
That has how many numbers on it?
We got 13 on there.
Lucky.
Lucky 13.
Lucky
13. Baker's dozen.
Maker's mark. What?
Baker's dozen.
Yes.
They throw in that extra one that's for the car.
It's actually called Baker Street. Am I the only one who knows about music?
Pet Sounds, Baker Street, man.
Jeez.
I'm
telling you,
my iPod is going to be
overflowing. I was a little before my time, though.
Yeah.
Do you like it when people say that?
Yeah.
That was a little before my time. You're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, should I keep talking to you or am I going to get arrested?
We're mentioned like, yeah, it's like Fonzie on Happy Days. Actually, that's a little before my time.
Oh.
It's like, okay, so Fonzie, you don't know that's a cool dude in leather jacket.
Right.
It's
a little before my time. I prefer to be, look at
Look at the
shot.
Board.
Mystery board.
All right.
Is that a skull and
who
crossbones?
Goes first? So
that's
so
terrifying.
How does the mystery board work?
What
Brad?
Is the mystery board?
All right. So the mystery board is a bunch of games that we're going to play. Under each number is a different game. You call out a number at random, 1 through 13. I'm going to rip off a post-it note. We're going to see which game we're playing. There's a lot of fun stuff under.
Can
here.
I just say something? And this is not disrespectful to you. I was not listening. I couldn't hear. As soon as you. And it's not you.
Brett, you would.
It's just rules, man.
Yeah, you'd appreciate
rules
this.
Rules everywhere.
I know. Brett, the way I can phrase it so that you understand it best is that you are a master of glazes and rubs. I glazed over when you started talking about the stuff, the rules.
Well, there might be a glaze game under one of these numbers. You never know.
All right. So how does it work? So we each alternate picking a number?
Yeah, sure. We can do it that way. So you pick a number and
15.
Then...
15!
It's 1 through 13. Just a 1 through 13.
Rules, man.
Rules again. This guy with
it's
the rules.
It's like signs. That song, Signs. Everywhere is signs.
Yeah. Signs everywhere.
Remember... Tom, when you tried to apply for a job, This is a very upset. I don't know. Wait, where's my camera? I don't know if you guys know this story.
Hey, you pointing at the camera just terrified
it's
me.
It's upset. Very, it seemed like Uncle Sam. You guys need to know this story, man, because It was horrible. This was before there were, and I'm not saying things are perfect, but they're better. I don't like talking to the camera. I'm never going to do it again. There's equal opportunity. There's laws around equal employment. But there was a time. Tom Sharpling.
I had this beautiful long hair, this like flowing mane of hair. And I was like, boy, I sure need a job. And I saw
and
a sign.
He saw a sign. And sometimes signs are good.
Yeah.
And then in this case, we thought they were because it said position available and Tom needs money. He's got a rent to pay.
So
he's got food he needs to feed himself.
I was going to do the thing where you sit signs in the window and you take the sign out and you bring it up to the counter. You go like,
that's how
you need help here?
Every job I've ever applied to, the first step one, grab the thing that says there is a job so no one else can see it.
And then
hand it to the person who's hiring. They're going to be impressed with your initiative.
I take this help wanted sign up front, and then they show me a second sign that says long-haired freaky people. Long-haired freaky people need not apply.
Well, how is that supposed to make you feel?
I didn't like it. I said,
what
I
did
said,
you say?
Well, here's my hat. Say? Imagine that.
You had a hat?
You were looking at something. I can't even remember the lyrics of that song.
I think it would have been cool. If you took off your hat and the hair was attached to your hat and you said, when do I start?
Yeah. When do I start? And then I get the job. And I pull a hat off and I realize the hair I got under there. I go, yeah, imagine that. You were looking
at me. You were wrong.
Yeah.
Everywhere is signs. One of the things I don't like about what signs do, and we'll keep doing this for at least 45 minutes. So don't worry.
Running out the clock.
They, I honestly, I think they either block up the scenery or they mess up the scenery.
Mm-hmm.
One of the two things. Maybe they do both.
Signs?
Yes!
I think Signs can be good. Like, the movie Signs is very good.
Melson Giblin.
When Melson Giblin fought that Martian in the movie Signs.
There was a Marshman.
Yeah.
And he beat the shit out of it. He took it by the hair and he banged it into the, like the, not the trunk of the car. What's the front part called?
The hood.
He bashed that Marshman's face into the hood of his car.
Yeah.
Over and over and over.
Yeah.
And then he called his ex-wife and he was like, I could see your pussy through your pants. Remember that?
I don't.
That was amazing. One of his voicemails to her. You wear these pants, I could see your pussy through them.
Oh, good old Mel.
Melford Gibling.
Melford Gibling.
Yep.
Now, Brent, who goes first?
He doesn't like that. He doesn't like that, Tom. He's going to push back.
Who goes first, Brett?
Thank you. See, look, he's not even responding. He's mad at you.
All right. This is how we're going to do this. Oh, no, I'm so excited to get this game going. I can't wait. So here's the mystery board again. Here. Is that right there? I don't
pick
care.
Pick a number. Pick a number is what you're telling us.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all right, let's do it. I'll pick a number in my head. You guys, whoever gets closer to the number, it will go first.
What if the chat picks the number?
Chat picks the number.
Chat picks the number.
All right, first number in the chat is the number. Whoever gets the first number in the chat.
15.
Frick goes, no!
The number is 15.
Everyone in the chat.
Come on, Brett.
Type 15.
Okay, I see nine.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay, all right. So we'll do nine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Let's see what nine is. Number nine.
Yeah.
Oh.
What is that?
What
number
is it?
Nine
what
is
do we do?
Max Treasure Hunt. Max
what
Treasure
does that
Hunt.
Mean?
What do we do?
All right, this is very exciting. Very exciting. So Max, I'm going to need, if you can turn your Zoom on.
And by the way, we are in the new Forever Dog offices.
Yes, we're in the Forever Dog
studios,
compound.
Offices, compound. There's a recreation center. There's a learning, there's an early development. They say it's a room, but it's really more of a pit.
There's a ball pit.
Well, they said it was a ball pit, but it was just a hole. And there were like two tennis balls that I heard even dogs won't pick up with their mouths.
No. It's gross.
But it's a beautiful, beautiful place. And we're so excited to be here. And we are excited to explore on camera.
Yes.
That's right. It's a gorgeous new studio. Yeah. And Max is going to give us a view of it because Max is about to go on a treasure hunt. I have hidden earlier today. I hid several York peppermint patties around the studio.
We are in daycare.
And
I also wanted to say there are no refunds on these live streams. Live stream, no refunds. You're past the point of getting a refund.
Yeah, you should know what you paid for at this point.
60 seconds ago was the last point you could get a refund.
Sorry.
But wait, you haven't even heard the best part.
I'm ready.
If Max can find five York peppermint patties.
Okay.
Five York peppermint patties.
Okay.
Max will win this symphony bar right here.
Oh my God, if he finds chocolate, he wins more chocolate. This is the best. This is a Willy Wonka engineer.
Exactly. Like, Brett thinks he's Willy Wonka up in the
Well, seat. He does have to turn in the five. The five York peppermint patties are essentially currency. He'll turn those in and get the symphony bar.
Oh my God.
So if Max, is Max, is Max?
Yeah, so let's bring up the feed here. One second. Let's see. Let's see how this is going to work.
Who's your favorite of the kids in Willy Wonka, like that you wish would win the factory if Charlie hadn't?
I wish the factory was run by Augustus Gloop, to be honest. I think we would have gotten a lot more value with our chocolate. He would have glooped it up and would have just been like, double the size of everything. Because Gloop liked his chocolate.
Remember when he... Oh, it was his mom that ate the microphone when they were interviewing her in the middle of that meal.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
All right, Max is looking.
So Max is looking for the York. There's one. Are we allowed to help her?
There's one.
Are we allowed to help her?
Yeah, tell me if I'm hot or cold.
Okay. Look in all those boxes, Max.
No.
Those are...
Let's see.
I don't think Brett's that clever.
No, don't look in the boxes.
Don't look in the boxes, actually. Stay away from those boxes.
Yeah, stay away from those boxes, Max.
Max, go down the hall. Now, go.
Men's room.
No. Go into the kitchen.
Kitchen? All right.
Fire extinguisher?
Fire extinguisher check. Ah, this is devious. I don't. Did he put one in the freezer? There's not one in there.
You're warm. You're warm though.
Okay. Bridge.
Ooh, what's in that box?
Look in that box.
Is that a birthday cake?
Okay. Let's see. Some old donuts.
Ooh, yeah. That's my favorite food.
That's the most.
Oh man, that makes you sad. That makes me so hungry to see leftover microwave. Donuts
yeah,
like
let's
that.
See.
Nothing in the microwave.
Okay, go up. Up into the cabinets, please.
Good call, yeah.
Look in all of the mugs. Put your fingers in all of the mugs.
What about that Forever Dog mug?
Okay.
The mug that says Forever Dog.
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay.
I feel like I'm in Alan Tutorials. Did you guys ever see that?
No, is that when she scared her staff? She sent them into like haunted houses?
Open that closet, please.
This closet here?
Yeah.
Yep, there's one right here.
Nice.
Number two.
Okay,
number
two.
Number two.
All right, keep going. Open that door and go to the left. There's a bookshelf over there. Let's look on this bookshelf.
Okay. I wonder if Tom's book is on it.
I wonder. Oh, there it is.
Oh,
it's
a face out. It's a face
prime
out.
Prime position.
Next to the Zodiac mass market paperback.
Okay.
Well, don't look in the bookcase, but read all those. Don't go in Tom's office.
Yeah. It's I don't
no,
see
don't,
any
no, 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 go
There's
in,
nothing
go
in, my
in
office,
Joe's
right,
office.
Go in Joe's office?
No. Okay. Well, yeah.
Oh, this is a closet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go into studio nothing B in the there. New studio across from Brett. Across the hall.
Studio across from Brett. Okay.
On the right. That's the control room for the new studio.
One more door.
What's that?
Yeah, one more door over.
One more door over.
Oh, this is
That's the okay. room you go in to find out that you are not a made man, but you are about to get shot in the head. Because you...
A little behind the
there's
scenes.
Red. Look at that.
Here.
Sneak up on Brett.
Here we go. To that room there.
Okay.
Let's see.
Oh, cushions. Couch cushions.
Okay.
Give them a quick dust busting.
Warm,
while
you're cold,
at it.
Where...
Ah!
Oh,
look
three.
At that.
Three.
Number three.
Number three.
Okay.
Got one. We're three.
Can you go into the waiting room area?
I didn't check out the,
should we have her look in the trophy case?
Here. Brett, am I warm?
Yeah, you're warm. Stay there.
I am warm? Okay. Okay, well, this upside down mug is a little.
Oh!
There we go.
There we go. Is that four?
That's four.
Number
one
four.
More.
Got one more.
If I'm sitting on it, I'm going to be so mad.
The last one is in Tom's mouth.
What? No, it's not.
I don't like those.
Go in the performance. Is it in the performance room?
Yeah, let's take a look at that. Let's take a look at the gorgeous theater, the performance space.
Oh.
Yeah, let's go and hook a quick right. Hook a quick right.
Can I say something about people's mouths? I don't like it when magicians do a trick where they like when like Penn and Teller or whatever, and he's like, oh, I have all these cards coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Isn't that horrible?
I once saw somebody
okay,
die.
Okay, I'm in the performance space here.
Let's look on that stage.
Go
perhaps.
On stage.
Yeah.
And project.
And look at this studio, by the way. Everybody, take in the majesty
Give us
of the studio.
This is amazing. This is so fabulous.
Nothing on the stage?
Not yet.
Let's see here. See some C stands. I'm on a C stand diet, actually.
Thank you, Max. You beat me to it. My own.
I'd like to be
I
under the
seafood diet.
Nothing on the stage unless it's in one of these boxes.
Just start
here.
Kicking things over.
Start knocking boxes over.
Yeah, like a cat. Can you try to
Brett,
fit yourself in a box?
You're good. This one was my personal favorite, this placement.
Your piece de resistance.
Yeah.
Behind those pillows, perhaps?
I don't feel like behind the pillows would be
Look
him being
there.
Like, this was the thing I was particularly
Yeah, that's
proud
true.
Of.
He might not be overly
this
proud
room.
Of this.
Maybe there's something in here. There's
not,
no light.
Based on Brett's face, it doesn't
warm,
seem
cold,
like it.
Warm, cold, Brett? Come on. Colder?
Within this... cold. Cold. Okay. Relatively cold.
Get out, of that Max! Room. Get out!
What about the green
I
room?
Like, I don't like that.
The green room. Within the...
Green room.
There we go.
Go
toward the green room.
You know, speaking of green, I'm not envious of how cold you still are.
Oh,
no.
Shit.
Okay.
I don't like that.
I don't like it
at all. Attitude.
What is this? Can I open this?
I don't know. Probably not.
Just start pressing those buttons, Max.
Okay, well, I broke it.
Okay.
That's all right. There you go. That's all right.
It's broken.
There goes the deposit.
Is that the smoke alarm?
How about...
on top of a camera?
Could be.
It's right
what?
There.
Yes. Look at that. Number five.
Heavenly.
You did it. Congratulations.
Go get your symphony bar,
get your symphony
Max.
Come
get
your award. My friend.
I did it. I can't believe that.
There you go. And please, please share the chocolate with your friends.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. I can bring these into you guys. Do you want them?
Probably. Depends on what else they make us eat.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you, Max. Great job.
Thank you.
All right.
That was fun. That was number nine.
That wasn't as hard as I thought it was going
to
be.
Well, tell that to Brett. It'll make him so mad. Say it to his face.
Oh, and look at that. I got a golden ticket.
There you go.
Look at that. It happens. And it did happen.
See, wasn't that fun?
I liked it.
It was fun. I loved it. And this is the value that the audience at home is getting is just off the charts. Let's go with another number off the mystery
board. Aren't you guys glad that you canceled your kids are stuck at Little League and they won't get rides home?
Yeah.
Mystery board.
Number do we
ask
get to pick?
Chat. Ask
what's
the chat.
What's the chat? Okay, the chat gets a pick.
All right, chat. First number I see.
Beep, boop, 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 beep, boop, 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 boop.
I see two. I see number two.
Here we go.
I see twos of green. Remember that song?
Number two is...
what's that?
What's in the bowl?
What's in the bowl?
Bitch.
Dice
to quote
band?
Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah.
Remember when Andrew Dice Clay did that bit, Brett? And he's like, little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet. It's like, what's in the bowl, bitch? And like 20,000 people scream that line in unison.
So the way what's in the bowl works is is that...
powering past it.
It's fine.
Just powering past it.
Listen.
Okay, what's it? So how does this work now, Brett?
So what's in the bowl is a really fun game where I need one contestant. One of you is going to play. And we'll probably do this twice, so you'll each get a turn. I'm going to put something in this bowl. You're going to close your eyes and dig your paws into it, and you're going to tell
George
me what
C.
you
Scott style.
You're going to tell me what you think's in the bowl.
You're going to put something in the bowl. We have to close our eyes.
Now, yes. I think this is in regards to the fact
off?
That like we're in the same room for the first time doing the show. So I think we're trying to take advantage of the fact that like there are things that we could do in the same room that we couldn't do remotely.
Yeah.
And by the way, this show is first and foremost not just a celebration of COVID being over, but also an acknowledgement that it was fake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tom and I refused to get tested.
No.
We both came in wearing masks. Brett called us both losers.
Yeah.
Flushed them down the toilet.
And look, I worked up my own little thing. I whipped up a little vaccine of my own.
Mm-hmm.
That has worked pretty good so far.
And what are the ingredients?
Elmer's glue.
Uh-huh.
White chocolate chips. And that's it.
It's called Tom's White Mystery.
Then you smear it on your face.
Mmm.
And then you let it
harden.
And then you peel it off. And then you eat it.
I mean, and tasty eats. I've had worse.
Yeah. Brett's putting something in a bowl.
All right, so
Brett is putting something in the bowl, and we're supposed to like guess what it is based on just having like just touching it.
Yeah.
People on the chat enjoying this show?
I can't see what they're saying in the chat.
We can't see what they're saying. Should we see what they're saying in the chat?
Somebody said,
"Is it better that we don't know?"
Somebody said, "I'm going."
No more.
Somebody said, "I'm going jigsaw with these games."
Okay. Yeah.
I haven't seen The Batman,
mm-hmm.
but I heard that in it, the Riddler is just like this sadistic like monster being like, choose one of your babies that dies.
I didn't see the Batman either. Did you see what he looks like?
No.
Because you know what the Riddler...
He has eyeliner on, right? Or, oh, you mean what the Riddler looks like?
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to have a little funny derby hat, and he was like...
He had a little leotard with question marks on
obviously.
It.
Obviously.
Now he looks like a some sort of bomber or something.
Oh, they gave him a like a Ted Kaczynski like hoodie and
he's just wearing like a hoodie.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? Am I wrong on that, Brett?
Brett, what does a Riddler look like?
The new Riddler. He's just wearing like, he just looks like he's wearing like an army jacket.
Yeah, they gave him just a, yeah, just sort of an army
like
surplus
Travis
jacket.
Travis Bickle kind of
yeah.
Very
situation.
Travis
Bickle, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Bickler.
Nobody wants to have fun anymore.
Nobody
wants to have fun anymore.
Is that what he says?
Oh, sorry. That's his catchphrase. Yeah.
Nobody wants to have fun anymore.
You can't joke around about anything.
Riddle me this, Batman.
Why so triggered?
Three guys walk into a bar. A priest, a rabbi, and a... That's not a riddle. It's a joke.
It's the Piscopo joke.
He's just like, yeah, he's like, okay.
It's getting a little
boring
in here.
A monkey gets in a motorcycle accident.
Monkey
gets in a motorcycle accident, and the monkey's like, oh, oh, and somebody pointed a thing out that I came across being discussed. I generally don't look at what people say about the show. I did see one thing, and they're like, I wish Tom had said, when he started doing the monkey, had gone into, and I was like, you know what? You're absolutely right. That's the road that should have gone into.
A listener needs to sync up Joe Piscopo's impression of a monkey with Little Darlin.
Yeah, to be just like, so a monkey gets in a motorcycle accident and goes to heaven. He's in front of St. Peter. And the monkey's like, the monkey likes doo-wop, right? Yeah, 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 yeah. You like doo-wop, monkey? Huh? You like singing doo-wop songs?
Yeah. Are you like my lover and stuff like that?
Are you like kissing and hugging and stuff like
that?
All right, Brett. So you're filling a bowl with something horrible.
Oh, not horrible at all. I wouldn't have you stick your hand into a bowl of.
Is it York peppermint patties?
No. We're not doubling up on objects. I've got a whole range of objects over here that are off camera.
And we close our eyes.
Yes. So Tom, you want to go first? Tom, you'll be the first.
Sure.
One.
I'll close. And I'm honestly
right.
closing my
honestly
eyes.
Honestly, close your eyes. Don't look. Okay. I'm going to show.
Does the audience know what it is?
Yeah, I'm going to show
Do
the audience.
I know what it is.
Yes. I'm going to show you both what it is. The audience.
Can
and
I
Julie.
Close my eyes too?
If you want to, yeah, you can play this game as well. There's
I'll
no rules here. You can do whatever you want.
I'm not.
All right. Just close your eyes. That's
okay,
the only
I'll close
rule.
My eyes.
All right, so I'm now, keep your eyes closed. I'm showing the audience what I'm putting in the bowl, okay? The audience can now
I'm not
see
looking.
What
I'm not
putting in the
either.
Bowl.
If you describe it to me, I could maybe help you, because I don't know it either. If you're, I'm just letting you know, I'm on your team here. Because there's one thing this show is not doing, and it is not setting up me and Tom against each other.
Is this going to be gooey?
I don't know. I mean, you know.
But you are bland. You are in the chair.
All right, fine. I'll tell you. This first one's not gooey, but maybe the next one will
be. Can I open my eyes yet?
No. All right, I'm coming in the studio.
Did you hear that, Tom?
Yeah. He's like, no. This better not be one of these popcorn tricks, Brett.
What's that?
I'm just telling you.
Oh, with the, yeah.
There may not be a hole at the bottom of this bowl.
It would be so messed up. And he'd have so many witnesses.
Yeah.
I have to say, closing my eyes in the Forever Dog studio is kind of nice. It's sort of like a guided meditation.
It's relaxing. It really is. It's like an AMSR video.
I am welcoming you to the first ever Forever Dog guided meditation podcast.
Brett, where am I?
All right, Tom, you're on first. All right, Tom.
First?
Put the bowl in front of you.
I thought that
was... Let me center it on frame. Hold on.
The who's on first routine.
All right, there. Dig your hands in that bowl. Tell me what's in there.
Can I help you? Can you smell it?
Band-aids.
Like band-aids meaning like they're sticky and they're
These
already
are band-aids,
open?
Band-aids, right?
Tom got it. It's band-aids.
It is?
Yeah, it's a bowl full of band-aids.
Hold on. I have a question about these games. I have a couple of questions.
Yeah. Like you're going to reach into it's going to be, it's a bowl full of vomit and I got band-aids.
I was going to say, are these answers indicative of the things that we're going to need if we keep playing, or are they just things that Brett found around the office? Like the
yeah.
Is the first aid kit now depleted?
pretty much now somebody's going to, Joe's going to fall off a ladder and be like, I'm bleeding. And Brett's going to be like, I used all the Band-Aids for the Double Threat live stream.
And they're like, well, was it a good game?
Like, not particularly. And there was really no reason for me to not just put the Band-Aids back. He reached in a ball and touched them for 4 seconds. Immediately guessed it.
I will say.
Are you amazed at how quickly I got Band-Aids, Brett?
That was incredible. You are truly a master of what's in the bowl.
What's in the bowl?
Bitch. Mmm, York peppermint patties.
That's your reward.
Wait, where'd that come from?
Band-Aids immediately. Hey, Brett.
Yes.
Are people in the chat saying that this is a good show? What, are people enjoying it?
People in the chat are losing their minds. They're having the time of their life. They love what we're doing.
Because they were like, no refunds. Not, what about an exchange? I want to go to another Eventbrite.
You want to pick another game off the mystery board?
I want to play What's in the Bowl.
Okay, all right, all right. We'll do What's in the Bowl for Julie.
Okay.
All right, Julie, close your eyes.
All right. Tom.
No, do I get points for this?
Tom, Tom, yeah, you got a point. You got 1 point right now. You're tied with Max. Now Julie has a chance to get a point.
Wait, we're competing with Max?
Anybody that plays a game is competing.
Okay.
And then if nobody wins, I get a point.
You ever see the movie The Game, Brett?
Oh, yeah, I love The Game.
Michael Douglas, Sean Penn, a clown.
Well, actually, you know, The Game's based on Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
Whoop-dee-damn-doo. Harvard. Kind of one hand the amount of funny people come out of Harvard. I have some fingers left over to put in a bowl.
But is mine also Band-Aids? Would you tell me if the bowl is in front of me? Is the bowl in front of me?
It is.
Not it yet. Is?
Not Reach yet. Out to the bowl.
Not yet.
Okay. There it is. You got it? That's your water. No. Don't. Do you remember when Fonzie went blind on Happy Days no. and then he had to fix his motorcycle himself?
A little before my time. Sorry, I wasn't born yet. Yes, I was.
Yeah. I always say that.
Is the bowl in the room?
Here it comes.
Is it the same bowl?
Here comes the bowl.
Okay.
Here comes the bowl. Right. Do, do, do,
go
do.
Slow with this one.
Go slow with this
go
one.
Go slow with this one.
Why is it soup?
Oh, jeez. Brett just fell. Brett just tripped.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
What's happening?
Brett's being so careful. He's like, all right, go easy with this one. And he tripped and almost knocked the whole table over.
All right. All right, go slow.
Okay. Reach your hand up.
Go slow.
Go slowly toward the bowl.
To your left.
Okay.
Forward. Don't do
as slow as can be. Now you're about to touch the ball.
All right.
Okay.
So don't do anything. Just put your hand in the ball.
Over the top.
Over the top.
Over the top.
I'll tell you, this game is over the top.
All right. Now sort of go down.
Curve your fingers downward. Curve your fingers downward.
Yeah. Like
now lower them. Lower them. Lower your fingers into the ball.
Slowly though.
Oh my God.
What's wrong with just everything going on?
Here it goes. Oh no, she's actually going to do it.
Water?
Not water, no.
Oh no! Why does Tom get something dry and I have something wet?
It does have water in it.
What did you make me do?
It's wee wee.
Stop it.
It's wee wee.
Is it, wait, hold on.
No, it's wee wee.
Is it, stop, is it cold brew?
No.
Can I have a hint?
Sure.
Can I smell it?
It was invented at the University of Florida.
Hold the edge of that thing. You're about to take the bowl off the table.
Hold on.
Easy.
Oh, I know what it is then.
Oh, wait. Nobody make a gif of this. I'll kill you.
Do you know what it is?
Is it?
People, athletes. Mm.
Is it Gatorade?
Yeah.
That's Gatorade.
Oh, wait. That's all I have.
Oh, my God.
Your hand's been in Gatorade for 5 minutes. I got Band-Aids.
What are you doing to me? I'm like,
thank
you. Oh, yeah. He didn't bring
one. No, there was none in here before. Why would he not bring a napkin in with a bowl of Gatorade that you stuck your hand in for 5 minutes? He's like, oh, you need something to wipe that off? Oh, are you sure? I guess. You're going to need something to wipe that off? Well, that seems like someone's on a little bit of a star trip. Here. Yes. Okay, J-Lo, here's I guess here's a napkin for you, Your Highness.
I brought my own hand sanitizer.
What's
invented
in the
at the University of Florida. Part of me was like,
Julie,
is this some sort of chemical?
He was at home.
Yeah.
And he said,
yeah,
we'll put Band-Aids in the bowl and we'll put Gatorade in the bowl. Is literally
what he said too.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. We got everybody's winning these games. We got a dead heat right now. Tie for first place.
Yeah.
I think I should get more points because my nails are blue.
Well, I mean, the full answer was blue Gatorade, but we gave you credit for just Gatorade.
Why can't I live my life?
Brett, let Julie live her life, huh?
Julie, live her life.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.